The Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches presents Men's Conference 2018, Men Meeting God, Thursday, June 14th through Saturday, June the 16th. Thursday and Friday plan to be a part of the empowering workshops from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. You will explore topics like starting a new business, kingdom-centered evangelism, expungement, Daddy's University, and more. Services begin at 7 p.m. nightly. Special guest ministers, Apostle Gilbert Coleman Jr. and Pastor W. Lonnie Herndon. And on Saturday, be sure to attend the Men's Health Symposium. Registration starts at 9 a.m. Come take advantage of the free health screenings and informative sessions with doctors specializing in oncology, optometry, psychiatry, and more. A continental breakfast will be provided for a $5 donation. Bishop Eric Lambert will close out the weekend during the final general session at 3 o'clock p.m. Plan to be a part of Men's Conference 2018, Men Meeting God, at the Bethel Deliverance International Church, 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Winco, PA. 215-885-2585 or visit BethelDeliverance.org.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Say, I believe God for a miracle.
The word of the Lord declares in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14, we read of a whole list of blessings that, according to the word of God, will overtake you. The verb to overtake implies the same level. I cannot overtake a car that is going in an opposite direction. I can only overtake a car that's on the same road. Therefore, Deuteronomy 28 begins first with positioning. If you do what I tell you, he's not calling for perfection, child of God. He's looking for effort. He knows we'll fall short. There are two types of sin. There is the sin of coming short and the sin of going too far. Coming short means you're unaware of it. You have no knowledge. Paul said, I did not know I was sinning until I saw the law, thou shalt not covet. I can guarantee you, not a one of us in here will even consider thou shalt not covet. But we want stuff that God has not ordained for us. It's very painful to reach out for something that God does not have for you. It is very painful to want something that God is not giving you. This is where the just live by faith. We try to mollify that attitude by saying from the pulpit, if God doesn't give it to you, he'll give it. That's because he has something better. And I myself has fallen into that erroneous statement. Why should I determine what's better? We think better means free of pain, free of trouble, free of adversity. So God certainly couldn't be giving me this because there's an abundance of trouble. So I'm going to get something better. Better meaning something that's good to me instead of for me. As a young child, I used to eat a lot of undone pork. I would go down to the corner store, and I would go there for breakfast, and they didn't crisp the bacon. And so sometimes the bacon would be kind of translucent. And I would eat that bacon. And then we also would go to Papa John's and get pickled pig's feet. The pickled pig's feet was not cooked the way you cook your pig's feet today in the oven with black-eyed peas and okra, but it was just pickled and put in a jar. So the result was trichinosis had come into me at the age of 8. And it comes from the undone pork. There's a worm that lives in the muscle of the undone pork, and when it's not cooked, a certain degree of heat would kill the worm. And because it wasn't cooked, I had trichinosis, and I began to feel the effects of it. So when Mama found out that they took me to the doctor, and because I had certain symptoms, and when they found out, she brought me home, and the doctor had prescribed a certain medicine to give to me. But Mama didn't want to give me that. She reached for old antiquity. She reached for what they gave you back in the swamps of Elberton. And she gave me this stuff called Klunkel's Worm Syrup. And this stuff tasted like 37 devils, 10 old pairs of shoes, and socks that people had worn walking up and down Broad Street in the middle of July with no rain. Now, if you can envision that, that's just starting. Now, the stuff was so bad that the moment it hit my olfactory nerve, the moment I smelled it, my body shut down. It literally shut down. And you know the fight or flight feeling that you get, you know, the adrenaline or the adrenals that sit on the tops of your kidneys, they push out extra juice for you to either fight or fly. My mama, bless her heart, would get my relatives to hold me down on a table. Somebody had an arm, somebody had the other arm, somebody had the legs, and someone would hold my face while she poured this demonized juice down into my mouth. I tried to not drink it. I was not. But you see, the CIA don't have anything on mama. They do waterboarding. Mama did clunkle boarding. And the reflex, the gag reflex would kick in and you want to just kick it out. But she would grab me back here to open up my throat. So it was, that's what you don't mess with nurses. They know the anatomy. And she would grab it and it would go down my throat. And I hated the taste of it. I can still taste it right now. I'd rather be demon possessed than eat, than drink that juice, because a demon can be cast out. And mama would put that stuff down inside me and it worked. The parasites were gone within a week. But that taste was the worst thing. I still taste it now. It's amazing what the mind can bring back to you. Now, that means that things that are good for you don't often taste good to you. When God told the prophet, he said, I need you to eat this. What was it? It's the word of God. And all of us Pentecostals would say, ooh, if I eat the word of God, child, it's going to be good. And the Bible said when he ate it, it was sweet in his mouth. But by the time it reached his digestive system, it got bitter. What is God saying? When you're hearing the word, it sounds good. It makes you want to shout. But then next Tuesday, when you have to apply it, it's bitter when you have to bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. So in Deuteronomy 28, God says, I want you to understand that prior to your entrance into the land that I promised Abraham, I want you to understand that you are positionally blessed. Why is this important, God? Because circumstantially, you may not feel blessed. Your circumstances may be so negative that you even wonder if you're saved. But God says, if you realize that you are positionally blessed, whatever hits you by way of circumstances should not cause you to give up your position. If you hold on to your position, then your possession will come along with it. Many of us are losing our possession because we've abdicated our position. So Deuteronomy 28 and the verses that follow 1 through 14, God makes a myriad of promises to us. Not one area of our life is left untouched. The fruit of your body, that means your children. The works of your hands, that means your job. Every area of your life, God says, your storehouse, your savings account, your barns, my God, everything that you encounter, God says, it is positionally blessed. You that are single, stop looking for a spouse and rest in your blessed. Tell yourself, I'm blessed. You're not blessed because you have somebody. You're blessed because your position determines that you're blessed. You best enjoy your life right now. God has you right where he wants you. And if you needed somebody, he would have given you somebody. I like eggs. I like eggs. I like them scrambled. I like them fried. And I like them boiled. Yes, I do. I like me an egg. Amen. But I certainly don't like a runny egg. I was at the United Nations Plaza Hotel for meetings. I went to order breakfast, and I was with another brother, and he and I were sitting at the table, and he ordered his eggs Benedict. Only thing I know about Benedict is that he betrayed the Union Army in the Revolutionary War. I told that man I wanted my eggs over and well done. They forgot who they were making them for. He brought me the eggs three times, and they were not done. They were still running. When I hit them, the yellow was still running out. I don't like my eggs running out. I like them well done. By the third time, I said, look, just scramble them, because you don't know how to make them. God is making you for somebody, and they're just not here yet. Don't you get discouraged. Don't look around at other people because they got theirs. Maybe they didn't order a special gourmet meal. Maybe they just got a happy meal. Maybe they just got a cheeseburger and fries. You waiting for chicken cordon bleu. You're waiting for a big, thick T-bone steak. You got to change how you look at things. Don't look at yourself in a negative position. Everybody else getting married. Everybody else getting what they want. Talking about, well, I'm getting older. No, baby, you're getting better. You're getting better. God is saving you from the foolish mistakes of the 18s and 19s. He's saving you from the lustful drive of the 20s and 30s. Don't look at all these other people sassy and dancing and shaking and all. No, 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 no. God will wait till you get past all that foolishness. You don't want somebody to chase you around the house. You want somebody that has a house. You don't need somebody to tell my baby, I love you so much, I'll live in a cardboard box. You say, well, then you're going to live in it by yourself. And this is what Deuteronomy 28 is saying. It is saying that God has positioned you for greatness. And greatness doesn't come to those who quit. Greatness comes to those who continue. It comes to those who are not satisfied with a mediocre lifestyle, but are willing to push past the burdens of the flesh and reach out to the greatness of the Spirit. You've been here long enough. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Deuteronomy 28 is the verse of preparation. You're about to go into the land of promise. And I want you to go with the right mindset. Do you understand that your attitude will determine your altitude? Do you understand that if you are the kind of person who speaks negatively and then wonder why negative things are happening, then I'm here to tell you this afternoon that you are creating the negative environment. Nobody likes me. Everybody's against me. I'm by myself. I don't have this. I don't have that. You keep prophesying to yourself, but you better change your speech as of today. And if people don't like you, who cares? God is for me. I don't have to spend my life trying to make anybody like me. If God puts me up, nobody can bring me down. If the Lord is on my side, I don't care who's against me. Jesus and I make up the majority. He said, listen, 1,000 will fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it shall not come nigh my dwelling. You've been here long enough. Self-pity is a horrible demon that we never seem to get rid of. We reach out and try to get people to agree with us. Don't you think they're mistreating me? Don't you think they're saying things that are wrong about me? And here we are. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. It must be difficult. You need new friends. When you go to them and start all that whining, you need friends that'll tell you, shut up. You need friends like Lil Richard. Shut up. Why are you telling me to shut up? Because every time you speak negative, negative stuff is going to come. You need friends that'll tell you, don't you see that those that God is weaning out of your life can't keep up with your altitude? Don't you see that God has given you the supernatural ability to go to 30,000 feet, but those folk that can't go with you, what do you care that they can't go with you? You're climbing to a high place. You're going to a deeper place in God. Everybody can't go with you. You need to rejoice that God is stripping away the dead wood, getting rid of the folk who don't have anything positive to put into your life. Oh, give him a hallelujah.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
3418P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. Join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.